Nguyen Jangwan, a member of the National Parliament who represents Unity State's Mayom County, says a number of lives were lost following days of fighting in his area. He calls the violence devastating and says the nation's top leaders should intervene.
Problem can be started with a small thing and it can escalating to be big to the country. If people look at it very simple like that, later on it will come to affect the whole nation. Because the one who was killing the commissioner is a postholder who was appointed by our president. He's now in mind of the people that this one is not only to kill only the commissioner, that these people that are organizing themselves, they want to take over the government. If there is for also to join peace, we cannot say that they will not come. Because everything is started with talk, and also people can fight and can come to feast.
The latest round of fighting erupted last week when a new rebel group calling itself the South Sudan People's Army attacked Mayom County headquarters, killing Commissioner James Chual Galwak and 11 others, including Galwak's bodyguards. The group's leader, Renegade General Stephen Boy, told this program the attack was motivated by revenge after a pro-government militia under Galwak's command attacked the opposition in a place called Bong. Boy said in a letter, "Our people have been tribalized by the regime in Juba. They are unable to work together to achieve justice and freedom to confide in each other." End quote. Yesterday, Unity State Security Advisor Stephen Salam told South Sudan in Focus government forces launched military operations targeting bases of the rebel South Sudan People's Army in Mayom County 2 days ago and killed at least 10 rebel fighters. Another national lawmaker, Mayan Deng Alier, who represents Jonglei State Twitch East County, says the violence in Mayom is not only a national security threat, but also poses a threat to the implementation of the peace agreement.
It is of a great concern, one, to the agreement, two, to the security of the people of South Sudan, especially those who are from that area, and three, to the economy of the country. So we are concerned and we are waiting it steadily. And we're encouraging dialogue among the parties involved, you see, because it is a threat to everything that we have done.
Alier says the parties are at the final phase of implementing the peace agreement, where the unified forces will be graduated and deployed. He says more conflict, such as the fighting in Mayom, could derail security arrangements and cause further displacement, hampering the repatriation of refugees and internally displaced persons. Lawmaker Malek Kukdwach represents Unity State Lair County. He says South Sudanese cannot afford another war. Kukdwach says the government should urge Gerald Boy to end the bloodshed and invite him to join the peace process.
We are urging those who have a different divergent views to head towards the peace, and to there are so many avenues that they can address their grievances so that at least they join the peace process. Because our people need to restore their livelihoods at this trying moment. They can address their grievances using the fulfilled means. There are whole house groups who are now trying to negotiate with the government in Rome. Those people who have different opinions can join that process, because it is a roadmap for the peace, full coexistence, and for the peaceful settlement of others' conflicts.
Yesterday, the United Nations mission in South Sudan expressed concern about the continued fighting in Mayom and called on all armed groups across the country to lay down their weapons and join peace efforts, saying this is the only way to break the cycle of violence. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.